Hey, what's happening, everybody? How you doing out there? It is Friday night here in New York, and I am EJ, and this is the Sports Betting Pub. It's getting to be happy hour again, man, and I hope you all enjoyed your Friday like I did when you, man, as long as you made five bets that I gave you yesterday, you did pretty well for yourself, baby, because it's all about the greenbacks. You know that. I mean, you know that, right? That's why you're listening, isn't it? All right, so I got a nice big chunk of hits yesterday, so I know everyone out there is listening to this one. I know you got to be listening after having a day like you did, so if you made any bets yesterday and you followed my advice, hopefully you're listening again today for a good reason, man. Yeah, we'll do it again. Let's talk about what we saw on Friday. Now, of course, I got my second shot today, so I missed a little bit of tennis, but overall, kind of talk about what happened on the court today, which is a lot. 16 matches, of course. Man, a lot happened today before I left and after I got back. I mean, I was only gone for about an hour and a half today, so that was cool, man. Me and Lisa got back quick. So we saw Pegula, 3-4 over Sanders, and thank you for covering that 6.5 for Sanders, right? There's one of our hits from yesterday, or today, I guess. I mean, it is Friday night, and that was a Friday match. Yes. So Sanders coming for us. Bing! Number one. Of course, Mugu 4-1 over Wang. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people expected that to happen. Mertens 4-1 over Bolter. Wang, okay. Yeah. Didn't play that. Probably should have. I kind of figured Elise would be fine there. Obviously, Pliskova made quick work. Zhang, 2-1. And that's hit number two for us. Ding, ding. Covered that under 20.5 for us easily. I mean, what's that? 15 games? Yeah, no problem. Of course, my Bikina took it to Kanepi and 4-love, man. Wow. And that cost us a pick, and that's the only pick that we lost on Friday, man. I thought Kanepi would take that affair, obviously, so there's our first little X of the day. Stojanovic taking out Putintseva in three sets after losing that first set. And that was kind of a theme for all the matches. Any matches that went three sets on Friday? Seemed that whoever lost the first set made a nice comeback and ended up winning the second and third, but we'll get to that. Osaka, 7-6, 6-4 over Tomjanovic. I mean, Tomjanovic isn't going to beat Osaka. And she didn't. Made a nice run, though. I'll tell you what, to see that kind of an outfit, when I got back and I saw the Osaka, it was just 7-6, 6-4, three games. Okay. Sakari, 2-3 over Rancha, Rus. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think everyone might expect that. Anamisova, 3-3 over Sloan. Yep, 6-3, 6-3. Yeah, sounds about right, right? man, I gave out a whole bunch of these things, so it's weird hearing these results come in, knowing that I gave out a few plays outside of the five I put out on the podcast. And you can tell I have a smile on my face because a lot of things that I predicted on Friday pretty much happened, man. Yeah, you might want to get on my – I mentioned I'm giving out my service over there three days for $15 over at the sportsbettingpub.net. You really should get over there. Unless, you know, I know you're doing well with the picks I'm giving out here enough to just be like, yeah, you know, I'm doing fine, man. Hey, well, if you want some extra action and you like money, get over to the pub, set up for my three-day package over there for 15 measly bucks. Boy, $5 a day, yeah, kill me, yeah. Anyway, Samsonova and Burton's, 2-1. Ding, ding, another win for us from yesterday with Samsonova. Man, really? 12-3, huh? Of course, we had Samsonova, and that money line moved. I know I gave out the money line last night. Next thing you know, went from 115 to 125 to 135. It was just kept going up. So hopefully you at least took the Samsonova -2 or something like that. It was still -115 for the -1.5, -2. That came in. Colin Skye had three sets over Martic after losing the first set. Yeah, third set tiebreak, too. Woo, man, that was some great tennis. I was just getting back when Andreescu was beating Martinkova, 7-6, 6-2. And, Anne Jabeur barely getting past the dose, man. What a match it was, though. She lost, of course, 7-6, 5-7, 7-5, huh? Woo! Playing some tennis, man. Dude, going back and forth. That was a great match to watch. Of course, you all know I'm pretty fond of Anne Jabeur. Have been for a while, man. And, you know, Tunisia. Forza Tunisia. Kalavit took down Kristea in three sets, man. Yeah. 6-3, 4-6, 6-3. That was a good match, though, man. I'll tell you what. When you go back and forth, anything's three sets. You know it's a good match. And speaking of three sets and a good match, we asked Brady and Tormo. to go 3 sets, please, because it was listed at plus 170 yesterday. You know what that means. Plus money. Plus 170. Yeah. You nailed that one. You know you did, man. Oh, I mean, is that great or what? Is that just great or what? Tormo with that 6-1 and 6-4. Lost the first set. Another one who lost the first set and came back. And Kennan, she lost the first set. Tiebreak. Came back and took out Petkovic. They're going to go at it. Don Shapur and Kennan are going to be going at it at 10 a.m. in the morning here in Miami. It might be 11 a.m. I'm not sure what they may move that up. But, oh, my goodness, man. That's going to be a match. I mean, that's going to be a match. Really, I kind of think those two might play some tennis, but I'm not going to talk about that play for Saturday here. But it's getting to Saturday, man. And it's happy hour around here. So let's talk about some plays for Saturday. We have 11. Saturday, a fair set. 5. Sunday, 16. We're at the last 32. And we have a long week ahead of us, or at least 4 of them do or so, right? I mean, half the field's going to be cut in half here, obviously, by Sunday. So that'll leave 16. You know, that'll go from 8 to 4 to 2 to 1. So, you know, four girls are going to have a long week, and everyone else can be getting ready to go. Hit the clay. I'm so excited for clay season. Anyway, 5 plays for Saturday. I definitely want to get you some bets in there. I mean, you go 4-1 on Thursday. Sure is a nice way to walk into Friday, right? Or, I'm sorry, 4-1 on Friday. It's a nice way to walk into Saturday. So, let's do this. Alex and Jova, Svitolina, over 21. Yes, they will be playing some tennis. I think Alex and Jova and Svitolina are going to definitely go 3 sets there. So if you're definitely one of those people who has those that line on your board, man, here it goes again. Yeah, play the over 21 at least because it's only minus 109. So minus 110, something like that, 21. Good enough. Kudermetova, Kudermetova, whatever you want to call her. I call her Kudermetova. Oh, God, so weird, you know. And Sabalenka, we talked about Sabalenka getting beat down, tired, having to take a medical and a long, long match that she just endured. And now she's going to play Kudermetova. I'd love that over, too. Because if Sabalenka has any fight to give, she's going to have to fight a while. So now I just hope she's on the court long enough to fight. I'm going to take that over. Could be weird because she might have no gas in that tank. Because she certainly started to run out of it. I mean, we saw she was exhausted. But I guess if you're happy to move on, you know, luckily she had the day off to kind of recover, to get ready for this match. So hopefully she used those 48 hours nicely. And, you know, to be ready to go. I mean, you're a top 10 player in this world. You need to be ready to come back from matches. That's what you're in the top 10 for. Pliskova, Begula, under. Yep. You know why, right? You see what happens. I couldn't believe it, man. These two just met twice. And my goodness, twice, right? Yeah, go look into what happened when Pliskova played Begula twice. And now you know why I have the under 22 at minus 115. I was actually happy to see the 22 there at 115. I'm like, all right, wait a minute. 22 at minus 115. Are you guys trying to say you just love that over so much? And like, you know what? No. And maybe the way they're playing right now and this meeting might be a little bit different. But right, from what I've seen, and we're talking about, it's not like we're talking about matches that those two met. These two didn't meet like 4 years ago. Look when they met. Yep. I'm taking the Pliskova Pegula under 22. Minus 115. And two plays on the Vardy-Ostapenko match. Taking the Ostapenko under 9.5 games. Just don't see her taking 10 games against Vardy, which is why I'm going to suggest that under 20. It's minus 105 for the under 20 there. Okay. So if it's 6-4, 6-3, yes. And yes, there'll be two tickets on that match right there alone. I don't think Ostapenko... I think Barty has her legs under her a little bit more after getting that big first match out of the way. You know, we all talked about it, and they talked about it on the air, too, about our Barty coming here after a big, long stay on the whole home island. Yeah. Should be fine. I think she'll be fine. So there you go. You got 5 plays for Saturday, and I should get everybody out of here, man. That's it. That's all I got to do. Hope you can come back. I'll be watching the matches on Saturday, of course. With the basketball that's going on, four big college basketball games. I'll have plates for those. I'll be giving out to my people. I have four other women's tennis plates I'll be giving out to my people. So if you want to be one of those people, Get over to the sportsbettingpub.net and register to get on my service, man. My God. I'm not trying to break your bank. I'm just trying to get mine back because I'm helping you. You're going to make money, man. I'm telling you right now. On a monthly basis, you're going to make money if you're on my service. That's it. That's it. There's no games to play. So either do that. Find me in my email if you need to at ej@therainmaker@gmail.com. Find me there too. Either way, whatever you need to do, send me a message. If you're out there listening, I really appreciate some feedback. Something, hey, thank you, or hey, you're cool, or hey, you stink, or do something, man. Hit me with something. Tell me you're listening to the show, and maybe I'll even give you a deal, man. You know what? Just even tell me you're listening to the show. Send me a message and say, hey, I listened to your show, dude. Pretty good show. I think you're cool. Hey, you know what, man? Find out what happens. All right. Get y'all out of here, man. Have a good Saturday. I'll see you again tomorrow night, most likely. So, ciao. Invocalupo.